So we're going to continue this evening with the songs of the Tao of the final days. As we get closer and closer to those final days in ever more dramatic form. And I think that more and more people are awakening to the fact so that it doesn't need to be emphasized because it speaks for itself now. And as we come closer to the singularity, what is important is practice. It's the luxury of theoretical understanding is even already too late if one doesn't already have it. It's more now about staying in a state of ego oblivion without any kind of interference patterns of thoughts that create suffering, that create glitches, that create negative projections and forms of relationality that are either aggressive or envious or produce shame or guilt or some kind of reaction that produces more karma, more attachment, more identification with the body. We want every day to have less and less identification until the consciousness is completely transcendent of the illusion of being a body, being mortal, being tied to that frame of reference in which there is fear of death and of loss and of abandonment and of all the egoic traumatic terrors that lie in the subconscious. We have to be free of that in order to get to the transcendent reality of our real nature and then unify samsara and nirvana. So transcendence is only the first step, and then the unification, the utter ultimate non-duality has to be achieved before the end and the arrival of the singularity. That term, by the way, has been in recent years taken over by Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanists. And so for most people now, it signifies that point when artificial intelligence has pretty much taken over and humans are all hooked up to the cloud and microchipped and made part of the machinery of artificial intelligence, enslaved to the computerization used by the ruling elite to manufacture the consent and the levels of population that are desired by them and the various other aspects of control and let's say alteration of human consciousness to be without free will, without the human spirit as we have known it in the past. That singularity is also being reached, but the singularity we're speaking of is the original use of the term as a cosmological signifier. The naked singularity is that condition of reality prior to the Big Bang. That's what the word means in physics. And prior to the Big Bang, if you understand physics theory, there is not even space, let alone time, let alone matter or energy. Literally, there is nothing. There is an infinitely dense, infinitesimal point that explodes into space and time and matter and energy, but there is actually nothing. It is that nothingness that we refer to, but that nothingness is infinite light, infinite intelligence, power, love, the capacity for creation, and for withdrawal of the creation back into itself. That power, which I'm not sure the physicists recognize that the latter aspect of it, but that is the void that is spoken of in many traditions and the source of our being that is less than nothing and yet greater than all and all-pervading. It's that singularity to which we are destined soon to return. So the Tao of the final days is about how do we manage our life before that event takes place on the macrocosmic level, and how do we get that event of the singularity to occur to us on the microcosmic level now? Because if we are manifesting as the singularity, if our consciousness has become the singularity, then when this happens in the cosmic dimension, it will be no change. It will not produce any disruption or any suffering or any sense of destruction. And so it is this eternal state. And if you understand that prior to the Big Bang, there is no time. So you can't say what happened an hour before the Big Bang exploded. There isn't an hour or a day or a year. There's no time. It's very hard for the ego that lives in time to understand timelessness. But timelessness is the true nature of our condition. And that timelessness is also part of the realization of the singularity as the self, here and now. And even though the illusion of the flow of time may continue, it happens within a more all-encompassing frame of reference in which the timelessness and the omnipresence of all of time as a cycle that is entirely complete at every moment is part of the realization of the Tao, which is what enables accuracy in every moment and enables an effortless, spontaneous performance of the will of God, because there is no longer an ignorant ego interfering with that will and in conflict with it. So that will of the one self that alone is in reality takes over from the illusion of a creature in the multiplicity.